Life was great. That day began just like any other beautiful day in Roman Pompeii. In the distance, Mount Vesuvius stood proudly upon all the land, making Pompeii's citizens calm and peaceful. Beyond the dull cobbled streets, I could hear the faint chant of poets singing, "Rumble down, tumble down, great city walls. Feel the ground grumble, citizens stumble, when the earth shakes, and rumble down, tumble down." I could smell the freshly baked bread from the bakery drift past my nose as I strode through the street. I felt the hot breeze rush past me. I remember it so well. Then something happened. I felt the ground shake. Tiles started tumbling from rooftops. Walls cracked. Dog barks. Our goat had fled, so father ran after it. Bread had scattered, the fire shot up in flames. When Trenton arrived, I told him all about it. Then we wriggled past the citizens and ran through the streets. Everyone was shouting, arguing, and carrying belongings out to safety. Suddenly, a column of thick grey ash rose from the summit of the great projector and came crashing down on the land. It was then we knew we had to flee. Me and Trenia sprinted desperately to the harbour, trying to find a boat to escape from the catastrophe. When we got there, Trenia leaped into the Greek cargo ship and offered me a hand. When I got on, me and Trenia looked back and stared at the city we once loved. All of a sudden, a massive burst of lava erupted out of Mount Vesuvius with an almighty roar. I untied the rope with shaking hands, and we drifted away on the crashing waves. Then the cloud of ash crashed down onto Pompeii. Hot rocks plummeted onto the ground, killing everyone that stayed. Pompeii was covered. Nothing was left. I wanted to stop it all, but all I could do was...